is at the centre of new sex abuse claims. Defence has confirmed it is investigating claims of inappropriate behaviour on board HMAS Ballarat. The 10 Network has reported allegations that sailors on the ship have been sexually abused as part of an initiation ritual. The consumer watchdog insists that power bills should drop once the carbon tax is scrapped. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims is warning power companies and businesses not to try to profiteer from the tax's repeal. He says the watchdog will be monitoring prices to ensure these savings are passed on. Twitter shares have soared on their debut on the New York Stock Exchange. They opened at just over $45. That's more than 70% above the initial asking price of $26 a share. At one stage, they hit a high of $50 a share. The 25-year-old Australian woman who was found in a distressed state in Dublin is on her way home. The Irish High Court earlier ordered her release from protective custody after a psychiatric assessment. Police say she asked to go back to Australia and has been accompanied by police officers. Britain's top spies have been getting a grilling from MPs. The heads of spy agencies MI5, MI6 and GCHQ all appeared before an unprecedented televised hearing. It follows a series of spying allegations by American whistleblower Edward Snowden. They say the leaks have damaged Britain's national security.